Well, welcome everyone. I'm Jill Bloom, publisher of Roofing Contractor, Walls and Ceilings, and Building Enclosure. Thank you for joining me, whether you're listening or watching. I'm really excited for today's conversation because today we are here with Melissa Chapman, the co-founder of The Glow Group. But first, before we even begin, Melissa, thank you so much for being here today.
Oh my gosh, thank you. I'm really excited to be here. You know, I've been in this industry for a long time and I love it dearly. And, you know, this last year with COVID kind of just threw everyone for a loop. And, you know, I've learned so many things that I'm really excited to share them with you today.
Oh, well, that's awesome. Well, Melissa, we've known each other for a really long time. And clearly for everybody listening or watching, you've been in the building products industry for over 20 years, and you have some really incredible insight for contractors. That is no doubt. And, you know, when I look over your history in the industry, you spent 7 years at Carlisle, 8 years at Polyglass, 3 years, you've been a consultant. You're also a personal branding coach. I mean, my gosh, you're doing it all. And now, like, all that experience has brought you to where you are today, being co-founder of The Glow Group. So I think I just want to start though, Melissa, and just tell me about your background in the industry and how did you get started?
Well, you know, many people say in this industry, you either are born into it or you fall into it by chance, you know, dumb luck perhaps. For me, I actually answered a help wanted ad in the paper, which of course probably really dates me, but I saw an ad for a marketing role at Carlisle and I answered it, and the rest is history. I worked there for a long time, and while I was there, I really kind of learned to love this industry and the people that are in it. And, you know, once I was in, it was very hard for me to leave simply because I just love everyone that's in it. And I love what I do. So,
well,
it's been great. And, you know, this year, 2021, I launched a new company with my partner, Monica Vornbrock, and The Glow Group, as you mentioned.
Yeah,
and
I want to hear about that. How did you decide to do that?
It's super fun. And, you know, what makes us unique is that, we do things a little differently. We look at things from a holistic perspective when we meet with our clients, you know, and we'll talk about, you know, some of the things that I've learned along the way, but what we do is really become partners with our clients. And it's been a lot of fun and an adventure. And I can't believe it's only month 5 and I feel like it's been forever.
Well, life is an adventure. I know we've had a lot of adventures together, but one thing that I did notice that you changed on your LinkedIn page, you call yourself a dynamic community builder and an unconventional problem solver. So like, what does that mean?
So that's my brand anthem. That's me. That's what I do. That's who I am. That's what makes me different. And, one of the things that we really embrace at The Glow Group is teaching or coaching people on how, and companies on how to really capitalize on what makes them different. We're all trained to think that, you know, growing up that you want to be better than the next person, or you've got to be better than that record, or you've got to be better than that, you know, you've got to beat something or just to get some accolades or to get some recognition. But the reality is, you know, you don't have to be better. You really just need to be different and really embrace your differences. And that's what, and understand the unique value that you bring to the table. So that's what I do. I'm a dynamic community builder and I love, you know, bringing people together and, you know, making a win-win situation for all parties involved.
Oh, I love it. So that being said, let's dive into some other questions. Like, what are some of the marketing pitfalls that you've seen that most contractors tend to fall into?
Well, some of them get really caught up in what their competition is doing. And as a result, they forget what makes them who they are because they're so busy trying to keep up with what other people are doing. And, you know, everybody has their own special sauce. So I've seen some contractors get caught in that cycle of trying to keep up with everyone. So that is definitely a pitfall because, you know, like I said, everybody has their unique value and every company has their unique value. And it's really learning what that is and embracing it and capitalizing on it that really helps your business grow.
So if I'm a contractor and I don't really fully understand what my unique value is, what questions do you ask them so they can figure out how, what
they're- Well, we have a process called the GlowFect method, and it's basically a workshop where we sit with leaders of a company, and we, through a process of examining their processes and the people in place, and we have a questionnaire that we ask, a set of questions, and from those questions, we're able to decipher what that brand advantage is for that company. And then we're able to utilize that information and create a language that everyone can speak within the organization so that everyone's on board with that brand advantage and is communicated as such externally as well.
So when you narrow that all down, what is it, what comes down to like a brand advantage? Is it their culture? Is it how they do customer service? Like what are some of those brand advantages?
So there are 7 different brand advantages. Some can be power, prestige, innovation, you know, what really makes your company unique, whatever it may be. You know, it could be trust. It could be, you know, there are 7, like I said, and essentially from those 7 is what really makes you unique. It's, for instance, as an example, if you are a power brand, chances are you're perceived as an expert. You're perceived as a resource, as, you know, people go to, you're the expert. They know that when you show up to a job or when you're bidding on a project, that chances are this brand, they know what they're doing because they're the best of the best. But there are, every brand has an advantage. So what we have found though is that what people think that, you know, is their unique value proposition isn't necessarily what the world or the, you know, their customers see them as. And there can be a disconnect from what they perceive themselves to be versus what the public sees them to be. So we kind of help bridge that gap, as well as, you know, making sure that all employees are kind of, you know, I guess on the same page as everyone. So, you know, you want your customers to have the same experience from, you know, cradle to grave. So that's kind of what we help deliver for our customers.
Fabulous. So what have you found that contractors get wrong the most when it comes to branding and establishing or rebranding?
Well, I think, I think a lot of people, not just contractors, think that it's just refreshing a logo or, you know, having a billboard or having, you know, a flyer. And that's not really branding. Branding is the experience. It's, you know, it's the experience that your customer has when they interact with your company, whether it's from placing a purchase order to, you know, calling for technical service or support. That's your brand. So I think there's a big misunderstanding in general that, you know, people equate branding to a logo, and it's really not that. It's more than that. It's the experience.
Got it. So what are the biggest priority changes you saw that contractors should have done, and some that really the things that they implemented during COVID-19, and what's here to stay from that crisis?
Well, I think those that embraced technology out of the gate, whether it's, you know, confirming appointments through text, or if it's utilizing, you know, technical tools, like technology tools, I should say, in a more efficient way, and in having their business run a little bit more automated. Those are the ones that I feel have really kind of set themselves apart from the competition. The ones that, you know, relationships are critical. We all know that. But it's how you're developing that relationship that is changing and evolving and will continue to. So I believe, and what I've witnessed is the contractors that really embrace change are the ones that are able to be a little bit more fluid, are the ones that are really seeing a lot of success, as well as the ones that, you know, really value their employees and invest in their employees and have a strong sense, a strong culture, a strong sense of team. Those are the ones that have really done well in this environment. And, you know, because ultimately you don't want to be commoditized. And, you know, when you aren't open to evolving, that can sometimes happen. So, that's what I've seen. The ones that have really kind of been open to reassessing things, kind of like, you know, we've done it this way for 5 years, 10 years, and it's worked well, and we've had great success. But what's next? Because the reality is the landscape has changed. It will never go back to the way it was. Will it be a version of it? Absolutely. But will it be a full reflection of what it was before? It won't. People, you know, have adopted certain behaviors now. I mean, after a year of being locked down and, you know, having to rely more on, you know, these Zoom calls and Teams meetings. And, you know, I mean, we're all a little fatigued with it, but the reality is it's not going away. And so, you know, the sooner that people adopt some of these technological tools and resources, I think the better the business will be.
Yeah, definitely great advice. So what are the most important messages contractors should be saying in their marketing?
You know, again, it's really about your unique value. What is in it for the customer? You know, you have to speak to what's important to them, but also what you bring that's different from everybody else in the market. You know, everybody can quote a project, everybody can put the same price, but how was that experience? How was that process for that customer or for that building owner or for that property manager, facility manager, for architect, whomever you're interfacing with? How was that experience? And, you know, was there a connection? And, you know, did you really make the most of that connection? And those are the kinds of things that, you know, are just so important. And that anything that you can do to differentiate yourself, I mean, those are the people that are remembered. And it's the same thing with companies.
Yeah. And, you know, would you say that there's anything different that they should be leaving behind or making sure that they're portraying to, whether it's a homeowner or a building owner?
Well, I mean, you know, I think communication obviously is always important. Follow-up is always important. You know, I think understanding how your customer likes to receive information is important. Asking those questions, you know, some people like to just communicate via text. I'm not one of them, but there are people out there that are like that. So, you know, I mean, understanding, you know, what your customer wants and needs and being the solution for them, I think that is probably, you know, the biggest takeaway and the biggest leave behind that you can have is understanding what's important to them and what keeps them up at night, and, you know, communicating that you can solve that problem for them.
And so how can contractors stay up to date, even ahead of the curve when it comes to digital marketing trends, when platforms and technology and working environment can change so rapidly?
Yeah, that's a really good question. It does take time and investment, but there are so many resources within our industry alone that you can tap into. You don't even have to actually talk to someone if you don't want to. I mean, you can just, you know, let your fingers do the typing. But, you know, I mean, the roofing associations have great resources. You know, publications like yourself, you always promote, you know, ways in which companies can improve their businesses and their processes. And, you know, networking is always, you know, you can never network enough, in my opinion. And, you know, if you're used to doing it face to face, obviously that's been a little bit of a challenge. So, you know, looking at other ways to kind of connect with peers, industry peers, to, you know, bounce ideas off of. Best of Success is a great place to, you know, great resource to find out, you know, what's happening. I mean, you've had amazing speakers there that talk about ways to improve your business, whether it's online or whether, you know, it's your internal processes and aligning them and making sure that your platforms are, you know, interface with one another, those kinds of things. I mean, there are a lot of resources. You just have to kind of do a little digging, but not too much, because it's pretty accessible.
Well, I'm so glad you mentioned Best of Success, because we are so excited about all the speakers that are going to be coming to Frisco, Texas in September. And yeah,
I'm excited too. I can't wait.
I know, it's going to be fabulous. Mm-hmm. So when you look back over the last 18 months, you know, it's just been, you know, which takes us actually back really right before COVID, but, and then all the way through. And when you think of the clients, and not just necessarily with the Glow Group, because that, but over, when you look at, can you share a story of one of your contractors that you know that just has made, that found something, that one thing, that something that they changed, that, and you don't need to use names, but can you give us the contractors listening as an example of something that was like, they were doing it so wrong and they didn't even realize it. And oh my God, they make this one little change and look at what, where they are now.
Yeah. I mean, I have a client that, you know, they were kind of operating a little bit siloed in terms of, you know, their service department was, they just operated separately from, you know, the sales guys that are going out, you know, for re-roofs. It just wasn't really, internally, things weren't connected. And, you know, what they realized was that once they figured out what their special sauce was, as an example, my little term that I like to use, they were able to then identify, okay, they were able to map their customer journey essentially. And they were able to see, okay, well, you know, when our customers come through this way, this is the experience they get. But when they come through this way, they get a completely different experience. And so when you have some repeat customers, and let's say they've had one experience with a re-roof, and then they're calling for a service, they have a service call, and their experience was different, it didn't bode well for the company. So when we did that exercise and when we mapped all the steps and we understood that, okay, we're really strong here, but we have a little challenge here. How do we connect? It was an opportunity to then bring the departments together, have, you know, more frequent meetings together, share best practices, look at processes and procedures and see how we can, you know, unify and make sure that that customer experience was consistent. And, you know, as a result, you know, they had more repeat customers, if you will. So what happened was they implemented, you know, they were having this great area with their selling these re-roof projects, but when it came to service, it just wasn't really kind of fitting in with what they were trying to accomplish. And so they wouldn't, you know, it's almost like you have this customer and they love you, and then they call up when they have a problem, and then it's a problem, and you don't want it that way. So it was wonderful because they were able to recognize that and fix it. And, sales have improved because of it. Their service sales have improved. So it's just kind of, sometimes you know, COVID has been a great opportunity for some, not for all, but a great opportunity for some to, if you haven't gotten sick, and please, I don't mean to take away from that. I'm just saying the opportunity of taking a step back and saying, you know, we've done it this way for so long. We, you know, we're kind of like just operating, you know, automatically and not really thinking things through. And it really allowed a lot of people to take a step back and assess what they're doing and see where, you know, synergies could be applied, redundancies can be eliminated, and unification can be had.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I think everybody had that opportunity during COVID to be like, yes, exactly. How are we doing this? What are our processes and procedures, and what do we need to do to make it better? Mm-hmm. And like you said, those people that embrace technology and took that opportunity have definitely are the ones that have seen their businesses increases. But
yeah.
Anyway, well, Melissa, this has been amazing. It's so fun to talk to you. Thank you for sharing those great insights with all the contractors, from roofing contractor and walls and ceilings. I mean, all these guys out there and gals, I mean, these contractors work so hard, and I always, appreciate the opportunity to meet with somebody like you that has so much knowledge and be able to share that with them. And hopefully, you know what, they've got a nugget. That's what it's all about.
Sharing. You know, can I just share one more nugget?
Please.
It goes back to thinking, you know, thinking differently. You know, I know we're all being challenged with, you know, sourcing materials and, you know, because I mean, right now it's an issue in the industry. So I challenge contractors to really like, don't think about, well, this is how we've always done it. And this is how we've gotten things. Think differently. Think, okay, well, who can I collaborate with? Or who can I, how can I look at things a little through a different lens to solve the problem? And you'd be surprised what you can come up with. Ask your team as well. You never know. I mean, some people, you know, they just need to be asked. They may have a great idea.
So if I'm a contractor and I want to have a team meeting, what would be the top three questions you would ask?
If this was your company, how would you make it better?
Okay.
What tools or resources do you need to make your job easier?
Okay.
And how can we really consistently deliver a special experience to our customers every time?
Oh, that's awesome. 1, 2, 3, there you go. What a great nugget. Well, Melissa, again, thank you so much. I look forward to doing this again so we can share some more nuggets with contractors out there. If anybody has any questions, Melissa, how do people get a hold of you if they have any questions?
They can just go to our website, glowgroup.com, or check me out on LinkedIn, either way.
Okay, fabulous. And also, if anybody has any questions for us, you can reach me at roofingcontractor.com or wsconline.com. While you're there, make sure you sign up for free for our e-magazine, our e-newsletters. It's free to register for our website so you can see all the content. And please, everybody, stay safe and healthy. We look forward to seeing you next time.